And we're back with another video today, boysies and girls, if you're watching. I'm going to be doing a little bit of a book review. I recently read and listened to on Audible, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and I found it very, very good. I enjoyed it a lot. And today I'm going to unpack all 7 habits, give you the core takeaways, and also reveal the 4 quadrants of productivity. Stephen Covey's 4 quadrants. He's the author, by the way. I want to reveal the 4 quadrants of productivity. And not even time management, but self-management. Because this is something I've learned as well recently. It's not about time management. It's about self-management within the time that you have. So we'll dive in and we'll keep this short and sharp. So Stephen Covey, in this book, he essentially outlines a holistic approach to personal and professional effectiveness, which, if you're an ambitious human being, if you're in a professional role, if you want to look after your health, your time, your energy, your finances, this is probably a book you should read. So, habit number 1, be proactive. You have to take initiative and responsibility for your life. For me personally, I manage a hell of a lot of clients on a personal level, and I also have to manage myself on a personal level, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially, professionally, whatever it may be. But it's always going to come down to how good you are at thinking on your feet when your back's against the wall and taking responsibility for your own life. No one else is coming to save you. That's one of the big take-homes here. So you can focus on what you can control, not what you can't, and influence rather than react to external forces. So things are going to happen in life. Good things, bad things, blue things, black things, wrong things, right things. How you react is everything. So if you're one of those guys, right, an NCP or a non-player character, an NPC, we'll call them, and you get some bad news and you just fall on your back and you squirm like a little baby, you ain't going anywhere. You're too volatile. You have no emotional regulation. Whereas if you can respond and hold yourself and control the influence of that external factor or force, then you're going to be in a far better position to stay calm, be the coolest in the room, always be the coolest in the room. Don't get your back up. Don't get stressed. Don't let stress overwhelm you, because when emotions are high, intelligence is low. So you've got to make sure you focus on what you can control rather than what you can't. Okay, because there's always going to be shit sandwiches to eat. It's as simple as that. Habit number 2, begin with the end in mind. I love this one. You essentially need to clarify your long-term goals and values. So what you want, where you want to be, what life looks like, what life feels like, to not only be successful, but live successfully. Have a clear vision of what you want to achieve in all aspects of your life. It can't just be with your physique. It can't just be with your performance, your finances, your relationship. You have to have little pockets, from what I've learned. Little pockets that you can, you know, dial in on at different phases of your life and improve on and get those outcomes. Like behind me, I've got my yearly goals, my mission statement, my identity, daily habits, weekly habits, monthly and yearly. And it's all identity based. It's all, instead of the outcome, like what I'm going to get from doing them, it's all identity, who I'm going to become along the way. Instead of have, do, be, like I need to have the thing to do the do to become the person. It's known as be, do, have. Be the person that does the work, that gets the outcome. That's the best way to play it, always. So always begin with the end in mind. What is the outcome? What is the identity? Where are you heading with all of this? Then reverse engineer it. And then with the habits, the traits, the characteristics that that person will have to get where they want to be. But first, put first things first, right? Put first things first. That was a bit of a tongue twister. Habit number 3, prioritize and focus on the most important tasks. What are the needle moving tasks every single day? They get you in the best spot. For me, every day, I've got a routine, I've got a ritual, I've got a process. You got to focus on that, because all a man has is his process. So the morning get up time, the morning training, the elevation of my state through cardiovascular work, the supplementation, the hydration, the daily checklist of proper macronutrients. Like, prioritize those things, and the things you prioritize will prioritize you, your health, which is absolutely everything. When you can start doing this, you end up managing your time more effectively by distinguishing between urgent and important activities. So things that are important are always going to come first. The things that are urgent will be actioned when I'm in a better state, personally. It's just always going to be the case. Like, on a Monday is a big check-in day for me. I go through all of my clients, the performance reviews, and make sure everyone's all good. That's urgent. People want feedback. People need feedback ASAP. So I spend all my day doing urgent feedback. But I couldn't do that if I didn't have these important activities dealt with first to get me in that high octane state that's going to allow me to serve. So I put myself first to therefore serve others better. Okay? And I think you guys should really focus on doing that yourselves. It's going to put you in a cracker of a position to really just start building momentum in the direction you want when you start serving yourself first. So habit number four, think win-win. Seek this is where like my dyslexia kicks in. Seek mutually beneficial solutions in relationships and negotiations. Never be entitled. Never just think me, 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 my wants, my needs, my desires. Think coordination, cooperation. Think together as one rather than apart as two. You've got to think, right, if I'm doing this, will that benefit them? They do this, will that benefit me? It's got to be give, take, push, pull. It's got to be within both of your party's favour. Because let's say I'm just doing everything for me all the time and my fiance never gets anything from it. She'll start to now think this is one-sided and she'll build up like a subconscious resentment, which is what we want to avoid. So you want to be on the same playing field as whoever you're having a negotiation with, especially in relationships. Embrace a mindset that fosters collaboration and positive outcomes for all parties. It is never, never, never take, take, take. Don't be one of those people that just takes from others. Always be in the mindset of, I'm here to foster a good relationship of collaboration, collaboration together as one. It's always going to put you and the other person in the best position possible for the right outcomes, for the right result, for the right change in gear, which is going to get you moving forward together. And if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, have a team, and that's where collaboration comes in and is so handy. So seek first to understand, then to be understood. So habit number five, you have to develop empathetic listening skills. So essentially just learn to give a fuck. Don't just like be dismissive. Don't just like run over people if somebody's telling you a bit of a story. Like, as a coach, this is something I've had to learn. And I truly do believe that if you can sit and hold space and just hear someone out, you're going to be able to guide them through a much better transformation. Because then you can actually strive to understand others before expressing your own thoughts and ideas. And people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So if you're someone that yappa, yappa, yappa all the time and has a lot to say, learn to just sit and shut up for a moment. Be silent, be confident in your silence, and then provide value once you've listened. Because when you spend all your time in a conversation thinking about what to say next rather than actually listening, then responding, you pretty much just override the direction of the conversation and just, you know, become entitled and be one of those people that's just all about me. And you don't want to do that. It's just really poor for cultivating solid collaboration and relationships. So habit number six, synergize. Synergize. Embrace diversity and leverage differences to create innovative solutions. Leverage is probably your biggest strong suit. In business, in relationships, in life, the things that you don't want to do, get someone else to do them. But you have to lean into challenge first, understand what you don't like doing and what you do like doing. Because when you can be innovative with solutions that now, you know, allow others to be within your world, you can almost give them more responsibility, more character, more confidence, and collaborate with others to achieve a result that's greater than both of you, right? Because when you just, as I said before, try it all yourself, you'll go fast, but you won't go far. But when you collaborate with others and have other individuals on board, that's why we have staff inside the Peak Performance Project. That's why we have a team around us. Because you can get a lot done yourself. You can if you're a proactive human being. See, when you've got the right people around you, if you've got a good quality relationship, good quality friends, good quality networking community, that's why community is massive. You need the right people around you. You'll get a lot more done because there's just a higher standard in that room, which is going to allow better solutions to be found. And that's what I found to be the 2 points from the Synergize part of the book. Habit number 7, sharpen the saw. Sharpen the saw. Renew and balance yourself regularly in the 4 key areas: physical, social and emotional, mental and spiritual. Okay, if you go blunt in life, if you go blunt, you will have no outcome. You strike against something and it will be nothing, 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 nothing. You need to re-energize, recenter, refocus, and work on subtle continuous improvements and self-renewal to contribute to long-term effectiveness. Because if you're wrong, everything else will be wrong. If you're off, everything else will be off. If you're not practicing what you preach, you will feel like a fraud. If you're not taking enough rest and downtime, you'll be burnt out. If you're burnt out, you'll be ineffective. If you're ineffective, then anything you say, do, or try, you'll maybe get by, but it'll just feel shit. It'll feel terrible. Like today, even after filming this bit of content, I'm having some downtime for a bit. I worked really hard yesterday, and I just need maybe an hour, 90 minutes, go a walk, get some fresh air, listen to a podcast, and just chill. So, always focus on sharpening the saw. And I'm going to run through the four pillars here. The four pillars. So Stephen Covey said this, time management matrix, right? There's important and non-important, urgent and non-urgent. Quadrant 1 is like a crisis, pressing problems, projects and deadlines. Shit that just needs to get done. That goes in your GSD list, your get shit done list. Then there's non-urgent, okay? Quadrant 2, relationship building. It's important, massively important. Planning, 100%. But see, if I had a gun to my head and I had 2 tasks to do, and it was get this project or this deadline over the line or plan your week, I'd do the big project to make sure it's hitting the right time. Recreation as well, just having fun socializing. Really important. You need that for creativity. And then non-important, okay? It's still urgent. So there's going to be interruptions in life. Somebody steps and says, your dad's dying, you need to be there, I need to go. Or, you know, some phone calls that arise. You got to pay this bill, you got to do this, your flat roof's caved in, you need to sort this. There's going to be mail that comes in, emails, some reports, anything like that. Quadrant 4 is busy work, right? It's non-important, non-urgent. See, just the shit that you do, they think you're being productive. Like, I even wrote this down. What do I think is productive that isn't? What do you guys do in your life that you think is productive, like you're getting stuff done, but it's just really just busy work? Doesn't move anything forward. You're always answering phone calls from the bank or answering phone calls from, like, Churchill saying they could renew your thing if you'd done this. It's like, and then time wasters, people that don't serve you in life. There's going to be people in life that are just vibe vampires. They just want to chew your ear for the sake of chewing your ear, and they're just not worth it. So that's Stephen Covey's time management matrix. I hope you enjoyed this little presentation, little kind of book review. I think there's some really hyper relevant points in here for high performing people, whether you run a business, whether you want to just improve in life, just become more effective or efficient with your time and self-regulation and management, or generally just want to get fitter as well. Fitness is a self-improvement thing, it's a self-development thing. So when you actually work on your self-development, it's going to lead to success, because your level of success will never outweigh your level of self-development. So guys, have an amazing one today. Much love, and I'll see you next one. Let's fucking go. Bosh, bosh.